Alright, beautiful morning in LA. Alright, so the thoughts of the day. Robust, 100% fun, robust is the way. Erkin Omakase coffee. Wake up, have a shitload of Robusta, drink it the night before, it is, whatever's. Or prepare the night before, drink it first thing in the morning. And the thought, my thought about having the insaneliest, the bestest, gloriousest life possible is simple. The second you wake up, start walking, see the world, and start thinking, vlogging, what else. Actually, the simple thought is, I think a lot of people do this the wrong way, is that they think that they gotta be in front of a computer to think, but as our best friend Nietzsche and many others have not known, is the better way to pursue things is wake up, take your cold shower, have your coffee, immediately put on your clothes and get out of the house, start walking, and then as you start walking, you start thinking. Very, very simple. Outside is the best stimulus. Anyways, so you were meant to change the world. So you remember the OG, original gangsta, Apple, Steve Jobs, advertisement, those who are crazy enough to think they could change the world, .. Even when I was a UCLA undergrad, the college application essay that got me into UCLA as an undergrad was, quoting Gandhi, be the change which you wish to see manifested in the world. And yeah, I still think it's a great quote. I mean, like, everyone has different things they would like to see manifest in the world, and becoming and embodying and doing the thing that you desire other people to do. Like, for me, the whole open source thing, right? Because, like, I want things open source. I don't want to pay for things. I don't like these people. Like, even my general annoyance is that, you know, I built this thing yesterday called the Philosobot. ChatGPT helped me come up with the name. Or it made up the name for me. But I had the idea. So the big issue is that I made it. But, I mean, I guess people got paid. But it's like, you got to pay money to use it. It's like. I have a link to it. It's like, oh, man, cool. I made Philosobot. Click it, right? And they're like, you must sign up to premium to use. I'm like, fucking, you gotta keep this shit open free. Anyways, I tried downloading Bing using the Bing app. It effing sucks. I mean, I still think it's a good idea. Oh, wow, look at the sunrise. I mean, I still think it's a good idea to subscribe and pay for the $20 a month. Like, it's the measliest thing that you... Like, I actually think that having ChatGPT, ChatGPT Pros, AIs is more important than having stupid Netflix, Spotify, maybe even Amazon Prime. Like, I mean, I haven't paid for Amazon Prime or used Amazon Prime for I don't remember how long. I mean, we still have it because I think we use Cindy's older sister's Amazon Prime account. We're still grandfathered in. But if it was today's world, I wouldn't pay for Amazon Prime. I just, like, gotta save my moolah somewhere else. Actually, like, I mean, I'm a huge fan of Amazon Prime. I got nothing against it. It's just, like, I'm so bad. Like, even if the delivery comes the day of or day or two, I'm like, I can't wait that long. I want it now. So nowadays, if I really, really, really want something, I go to the store and buy it myself in person. Like, for example, if I really, really, really want a new Apple device, I ain't finna buy it online. Even getting it delivered to my house, I'm like, I don't want to sit at my house and wait to coordinate with somebody. So anything that requires scheduling is a no-no. Even my Wi-Fi internet home sucks, just Spectrum. Even though we pay for the most expensive, the fake gigabit internet, which is fake. It's like effing super slow and still paying $100 a month for it. I was going to upgrade to the fiber ting, but I'm like, oh, you got to set up an appointment with the agent. I'm like, nope, can't be fucked doing that, right? And so I would rather just be out and about doing my thing. Ooh, cool car today too, is Audi R8. Not as cool as the other Ferrari we saw the other days, but still cool. Ooh, pretty cool. I mean, the cool thing with the Audi R8 is that essentially it's a Lamborghini Huracan. Look, it's got a V10 engine, I guess. I mean, it's still a pretty cool car. It's more Bugatti. It's too, the reason I don't like it is it's like a little bit too bubbly. Kind of not that interesting to me. To me, the reason why I like Lamborghinis, I like sharp jet fighter-esque. But also, this is the upside of just turning your hair into the Air Kim, you know, Lamborghini haircut. Just call it, I'm gonna call it the Air Kim Lamborghini haircut, right? Just shave the sides, super clear. All you gotta do is shave the sides super duper clean, and then the back of your head, I don't know if you can see the back of my head, just buy some cheap hair gel. Cindy buys me this huge tub on Amazon, what, the olive oil something, comes like a gallon jug, it's only like $7. Just slick it back. It's kind of like your pseudo Spartan haircut for the modern day times. Also this plush, maybe I'll start bringing my gym equipment here and just start working out here instead. That's kind of good. Look, I could step up here. Oh yeah, get parkour over here. Look at that. Oh yeah, parkour. Cool. All right, dear morning calisthenics here. Anyways, so the general idea and the general gist I have is that, oh yeah, and they just go on Amazon, just buy the wall WHL, those clippers, the wireless ones are fine, and then just shave the sides yourself, do it in the bathtub, do it over the toilet, do it over the bathroom sink, whatever you find more convenient for you, and keep it simple, okay? So anyways, yeah, so I think the thought about changing the world is, I mean, essentially just try to create things that will outlast you. So, impossible to know what that is, but I mean, some basic things. I mean, A, this thing called the internet. It's funny, I don't even think kids nowadays call it the internet anymore. I don't even know what they call it. But the internet, the World Wide Web, blogging is still great, AI. So I also have this new idea of AI optimization, AI search optimization, AISO or AIO as I like to call it. The general idea is, how can you create information and publicly disseminate it on the interwebs that allows ChatGPT AI to learn from you? And also it's funny too, because now I almost don't like calling it AI because it's too general. Just call it ChatGPT, because ChatGPT is like a quadrillion light years ahead of anything. Like, when people talk about electric cars or EVs, EV is such a bad term. No one knows what EV is. Electric vehicle, ain't nobody talk about that. Just call it a Tesla. Just Tesla or nothing. It's kind of like, you don't call it a tissue, you call it a Kleenex, right? Or you don't call it soda, you call it a Coke. Whatevs. You don't call it energy drink, you call it Red Bull. It's like all or nothing, baby, right? So essentially, the general idea of changing the world is having a deep passion and an audacious vision of something, and having autotelic self-driven purposes to fulfill that vision. Hot people take transit. Hot or not, baby. All right, some other thoughts. Cash money, air cash money armor. Cash stands for cashmere. Cashmere is the fabric of the futures. even superior to merino wool. Cashmere is better. It's funny, even Jay-Z had the thought, cashmere thoughts, right? Everyone knows cashmere is good. So cashmere, linen, and silk. Like Beyonce says, I only wear fancy fabrics. You're right? So the thoughts. Okay, so anyways, changing the world. Yeah, I think naive optimism is a virtue and a good thing. So what is naive optimism, etc.? So like, to be naive, new thinker, whatever, newbie, is seen as like a bad, foolish thing. But actually, to me, I think it's one of the greatest virtues. Naivete, a childlike enthusiasm in the world is the best. I mean, honestly, nowadays, I only like talking to like 7, 8, 9-year-olds. Talking to like, I don't know, elementary school kids, middle school kids, maybe high school, maybe college kids. But after that, y'all become corrupted by the cool real world, right? And actually, I mean, that's still something I'm kind of low-key concerned about. You know, when Sen goes to school, he's going to be corrupted by all these other basic kids. But we'll figure out what happens. But anyways. So when you're young, you're a kid, you're naive, right? And being naive is a great thing. And I don't know, I think it's, once you get older, like somehow your naivete is stripped away. And it's actually discouraged. I'm like, dude, okay, so I'm playing with ChatGPT. ChatGPT-4, the new one, the paid one, right? Just pay for it. It's probably more important than your gas electric bill. I'm like, now you got ChatGPT. It's like, why do you need to send your kids to school? Why do you need to go? It's like, I mean, essentially, sending your kids to school is like a glorified daycare. It's not childcare. It's like someone else to take care of your kids while you go to quote-unquote work, right? And it don't matter if you're sending kids to private, public, whatevs. It's kind of the same thing. In fact, actually, I mean, I grew up only going to public schools. And even my friends who went to private schools, or some in Bay Area, some of my friends went to Bishop O'Dowd, the private school. The kids were like dumber than us and more naive of the real world. I mean, even though there's lots of bad influences in public school, at least the thing I'm grateful for is it taught me about reality. Even like what, Jay-Z? Like, think about this way. Could Jay-Z had become a Jay-Z if he grew up in a nice middle class family? Highly dubious. Yeah, I don't think so. So I think, once again, centering our ideas around changing the world, centering our ideas around having like this certain level of childlike naivete, I think is a good thing. It's a benefit. And like for me, my greatest motivators for almost anything tends to be around things which kind of annoy me or are frustrating to me, or putting myself in the other position. So for example, you know, built this ChatGPT bot, right? PhilosoBot. I'm like, cool, publicly, and click it. And then this fucking annoying thing is like, you must be premium to access. I'm like, well, I just built this thing and you can't access it unless you pay. Like, to me, that seems like kind of almost like a bait and switch. I don't like it. And it's tricky too, because corporations, these companies, they got to make money somehow, but I don't know, fucking just make it all free and figure out the monetization later. I mean, like, even in the ideal world, I don't know, I still don't think paid subscription models are the way. There needs to be a better model. Like, it's tricky because, I mean, I still haven't figured this out, but two things. One, the next $1 trillion, $10 trillion, $100 trillion company, organization, idea, industry is going to be like, how to monetize the internet without having advertisements. That's the first thought. The second one then is how to monetize whatever without having paid subscription models. Even the freemium model, I mean, like, it's fine, but it's still kind of a bit lame, because I want the best shit, right? Like, even I tried using Bing for the, what? It, like, fucking Bing sucks, man. Like, Being Microsoft, you're listening to this, just EK advice. If you want some consulting, just shoot me an email, eric@erickim.com. Got some thoughts for you. Essentially, what you got to do is you got to I read this book on Steve Jobs. I forget who wrote it. He's like, hit it with a simple stick. Simple stick. Like, delete, delete, delete. Simplify, 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 right? I try to open up Bing.com or I try to open up the Bing app. I try to use it, the ChatGPT-4 for free. And I'm like, I can't figure out how to use it. It like sucks, right? I know, I'll give it another shot because majority of people don't like to pay money for stuff. So, I mean, once again, my thought is free or nothing, right? Free or nothing, free or nothing. Just make it free. Free as in costing $0. Then figure out the monetization somehow else. I mean, like, the way I figured it out for myself was, like, super simple. Is, like, I just put the information online for free because, you know, I mean, like, I don't like paying for information. Do you? Nobody likes paying for information, right? So I just put it online for free, right? And the stuff that I really, 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 really care for and want, I'll just buy it. I'm like, whatevs. Like, the second the Elon Musk biography came out by Walter Isaacson, I'm like, I thought about it for, like a half a second and the boom, bing, right? The Apple Touch paid iBooks thing and just paid it, read it on the flight to Philly, finished on the way back. Super legit. Elon Musk is the GOAT. Elon till I die. Elon Musk. Elon goals, okay? So, yeah, just live your life like you're Elon Musk. I mean, like, you don't want to be Elon Musk, but I think to just follow some of his principles is a good idea and thought. Just be like Elon Musk, but look like Eric Kim is the thought, right? And also sleep 8 to 12 hours a night. My thought on successful living, very simple. Sleeping early. I mean, one of the most successful guys I met, he goes to sleep. Good morning. He sleeps at 8 p.m. and wakes up at 4 a.m. So he's still sleeping, what, 8? Still sleeping 8 hours a night. Yeah, that's 8 hours. Yeah, sleep at 8. He's like, gets to bed at 7:30, goes to sleep by 8, wakes up at 4. I'm like, cool. I think last night I slept a little earlier-ish, like maybe 9:30. So let's see, sleep at 9:30. And I woke up today at 5 a.m. So I guess I got my 8 hours in. Cool. And then, in fact, I think the ultimate steroid is sleep. Sleep is the ultimate steroid, guys. Some other ways to get your test up naturally. Don't smoke alcohol. No, sorry. Don't smoke weed. Don't smoke cigarettes. Don't do drugs. Don't drink alcohol. Don't go on Reddit. Don't dip into the Google Incognito. Don't open up the YouPorn, the RedTube, the Reddit NSFW, Reddit Gone Wild, Reddit Gone Wild, NSFW, GIFs, you know what I'm talking about, guys. Conserve your spunk, nofap, the nofap challenge. I have a fun, it's like mostly be a negative, right? To get your test up, just try it out, right? Nofap challenge for a year. Just try it. Just, like, what's going to happen? It's like, yeah. And actually, it's funny because your body is smart is, effectively what happens is with the NoFap challenge is that if you get your test up, essentially what happens is that if you really, really need to get it off, your body will do the natural nocturnal emissions super duper naturally rather than otherwise. Ooh, watch out for this intersection. Not just shady looking fool. Okay, I'm gonna stop taking this path. Okay, so yeah, you always gotta watch your back. All right, yeah, that building lit, right? Okay, a lady like a titty. That's what my girl Cardi B said. But anyways, so forgot what I was talking about. But anyways. Changing the world. So, yeah, essentially having like an insanely audacious vision of the way things, the way you think, how do you say this? The way you think things should be, dot, 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 is the way. Even I'm so proud of Ars Beta, arsbeta.com, the Y app, the Zen of Eric Y bot that that I built on the Facebook Messenger, because at least it's free. I mean, like, I could care less for Facebook, but at least it's free. Yeah, maybe I'll give Bean another shot. Yeah, just free or nothing, babies. Oh, so anyways, the way I made monies is teaching workshops, right? Barbell approach, keep it free or charge a lot of money, right? So better to give away your information for free and charge $1,000 on a workshop than to try to nickel and dime everyone for your digital products. And this is a reason why I don't really trust nobody on the internet. Be like, oh, please help me support indie, blah, blah. Like, nobody wants to support nobodies, right? It's like, maybe it's more interesting to, I mean, different ways you could do it, right? But there's no bad thing about just having your day job and doing the minimum amount of work possible not to get fired and spending the rest of your time building up your empire. Like, honestly, even if now, if I was a Google, Apple, Amazon, whatever employee, I'm like, I would be like, I'd be like the ultimate degenerate worker. I'd like do the minimum amount of work possible. Like, I always test the boundaries, guys. Show up to work as late as possible, leave as early as possible, do the minimum amount of work possible, or actually better yet, finish all your work super effing fast, like finish all your work in an hour or two, and then spend the rest of the time pretending like you're working, but actually blogging, thinking, doing other stuff. The big secret actually is spend maximum time walking, being outside. So yeah, just get out of the office as much as you can, be outside as much as possible. Actually, in fact, I think the greatest tragedy of modern day times is being forced to stay indoors against your own will. Seems like a bad thing. Well, anyway, I was talking to a guy today. It's so funny. He said that nowadays, bottled water costs more than gas. Like, only losers drink bottled water. Real men drink tap water or filtered water. Just toss a Brita filter in your fridge or put a Brita filter on your tap water. That's fine, guys. If Elon Musk drinks tap water, so can you. Yeah, also with coffee, either get Arakim Omakase coffee or nothing. Even for me, like, my new impetus is, yeah, I'm going to stop buying coffee. I'm not going to buy no one else's coffee no more. I'm going to figure something else out. I don't like buying other people's stuff. And actually, I think I discovered the real secret to joy and happiness and flourishing life is you never buy nothing. You either build or design yourself. Like, so for example, I designed this Eric Kim Cash Money Armor outfit idea concept. I'm gonna put it into production probably sometime next year. If you're interested to be put on the wait list, just shoot me an email, eric@erickim.com. I'll hook it up. Yeah, so cashmere fabric, the linen tank tops I made, the silk tank tops I made. Essentially, the heuristic now is if I didn't actually design or make it or build it myself, I don't want to use it anymore. Yeah, that's the general lifestyle. And also spend maximum time outdoors. So, actually, I think, yeah, whole modern day slavery is being forced to be stuck in the office. Don't matter if you're in a Google office or an Amazon or an Apple office. If you're still stuck in the office, I'm sorry, you're still a slave, S-L-A-V-E. New slaves, right? We don't want no slavery. Slavery is bad. Oh, yeah. Oh, man, this is, guys, to me, this is why I never want to leave LA. This sunlight is effing glorious. It feels so good. I think, honestly, I had a funny thought. I think human beings are like plants, except we walk, we move a lot faster. Yeah, the sun is the source of all our power, sun god. Even this is where I think that solar power is such a smart idea, is that if you could create your own solar powers, it's a smart idea. Because with solar powers, you see the 5150s walk the opposite direction. 5150 means mentally unwell peoples. So anyways, the generalized thought I have is I think in life, having insanely audacious goals and visions for the future, and also being able to harness the power of the sun. It's so funny, like even yesterday, I just spent all this time indoors with Sen. It's pretty miserable. Spending maximum time is outdoors in the direct sun is pure bliss. Actually, even wanted to shout out to my friend Jose Mendez, getting into biking. Like, the reason why I think riding a bicycle is smart, I mean, granted you don't die in a car accident because it's pretty dangerous, is like you essentially get a free convertible. And I also have a theory, the reason why biking people enjoy it so much, essentially it's like having a free convertible and you're more directly exposed to the elements, aka the sun, so it makes people happier, feel better, whatever. It's efficient, right? A lot of people putting the electric gears things on their bike. I mean, if it was me personally, I wouldn't, because probably just more stuff to maintain. I would just prefer it more old school, Nishiki road bike. I always wanted a fixie, but I never had the opportunity to actually design to make it a fixie. But even the notion of a fixie is kind of a smart idea, is that like, just like, it's like uber minimalist, right? Just like one man, one chain, one fixie. Even my thought too with weightlifting, one man, one barbell, kind of like the idea too, like just get a, like you can't buy happiness, but you could buy Eric Kim Omakase coffee, and you could also buy a Texas Power squat bar. Actually, the great thing with the Texas Power squat bar, first you could just order online, which is pretty amazing, and two, it comes to you in the mail in this like really great package tube, actually pretty fast too. And even if you just work out with a bar, just buy the monster squat bar. Even the bar itself is like pretty heavy. You can just work out with yourself in the backyard, the garage, whatevs. And or another fun strategy you could do is just get a loadable dumbbell, Olympic dumbbell. It's like uber skinny and small, so you could just carry it with you anywhere. I mean, also the sandbag notion is a good idea. Oh wow, look. So now that you got the nice sunrise, look at this arc. Wow, look how tall it is. Now that Sen's been saying, he's like, oh, whoa. He loves how tall things are. Maximum time of light. Yeah, to me, the sun is pure bliss. My thought is, if you want to be happier, you know, people's like, oh, spend, what do they say? They say, at least 15 minutes a day in the sun. I'm like, 15 minutes? I'm like, spend 8 hours a day in the sun. That's the secret to becoming a real OG. And also has some pro tips. You want to make ads better, just use insanely beautiful people. I actually have a thought too. It's like, don't pay artists, photographers, peoples for images. Just use ChatGPT. Just use the DALL-E 3. Like, I've been playing around, effing around with the ChatGPT, ChatGPT Pro, DALL-E 3. The images it produces are amazing. Like, and actually the things that are nice too, just put in DALL-E, you know, pay for the subscription. Create a photo, or create an image of a beautiful Korean woman in pure joy, and it's like a very attractive looking woman smile. It like puts you in a good mood, right? Like, and then it's also another thought too, is what is really 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 attractive? Happy people. Fun fact, happy people are attractive. So happiness is a virtue. And then actually 99.99% of people I know and I met, everyone is unhappy and miserable. And as a consequence, they poison everyone else with their misery. And that's the shit I don't like. Chief Keef, right? Yo, this rock mill, Talon Stone, this place is lit. Go check this out. Okay, look at that. Isn't that like some cool Illuminati looking notion? All right, time to join the EK Illuminati. EK Illuminati, he cannot match up his skill inside the human. He seeks to have bits inside the Bugatti, right? Look at that. Off the grid vlogging, street vlogging. Also, another thought I had too is, Maybe I'm the first street vlogger. What is a street vlogger? A street vlogger, a street thinker, a street philosopher is somebody who gets his ideas or her ideas while walking on the streets. If you walk 50 miles a day, you'll have good ideas. Oh yeah, look at that. UK artist goals. Also, one thing I like about ChatGPT, like, you are undefinable. And the thing that's amazing, like, I look at ChatGPT 3.5 versus 4. Dude, ChatGPT 4 is like a quantum leap forward. And then this is where I think AI is so fascinating, is that every new generation of it is going to be like a trillion times better, rather than Apple. The next iPhone is going to be, I don't know, maybe 5% better. So my thought is, if it's not a 1000x improvement, don't buy it, right? Like, even now I got my Gangsta Prius. Oh, so I'll show you some photo ops, right? See that? That's a good photo op. Nice and minimalistic. Yep. Nice thing with Eric Kim Street Vlogs, you also get a nice walking tour of LA's. And also, you get to see good photo ops. Okay, I need to figure out what this is too. Black Welder. Oh, LA is Caps. So it's based in LA, I guess, right? So the good morning walk. Yeah, so anyways, I don't know the secret of happiness, but I know some basic thing is a good idea and strategy is once you wake up, drink a bunch of coffee, and immediately start walking and talking and blogging. Also, I think the reason why I like the street vlogging notion is that when you vlog, it's better than voice dictation. Like, the voice dictation is still pretty good, but the downside of voice dictation is that voice dictation is often, I mean, it's not 100% accurate. I like voice dictation because to be able to codify my thoughts into text is more portable and more long-lasting than videos. Videos sooner or later are going to die. I even have a low-key suspicion that sooner or later my YouTube's account is going to get banned. Why? Because I'm sure sooner or later I'm going to create some sort of, break some sort of YouTube policy guidelines or something. Yeah, pretty certain. I think c'est la vie, right? So another thought I've learned is when you're in LA, don't walk down those shitty alleyways. You'll know what happened in shitty alleyways. This place. Junior's Barbecue. Smile use on camera. I also had some thoughts about beauty. So I've been playing a lot with AI beauties. And the generalized thought is actually kind of like this. You know, you could essentially create extremely beautiful, attractive fake women on the ChatGPTs, the DALL-E 3. Actually, I have another pro tip. So OpenAI, ChatGPT, all listen to this, right? Okay, keep it super simple. Consolidate ChatGPT and DALL-E, because, okay, DALL-E is it's a pretty good name, but it's still too complicated. Just call it all ChatGPT, or just call it GPT, or call it image GPT or photo GPT or something, because DALL-E is kind of difficult. Like, ChatGPT has essentially become a verb now. Just ChatGPT it. ChatGPT me, bro, is a good calling card. That's a simple thought. And It's funny. It's like in video games, you could sprint. Why don't people sprint in real life no more? Walking is boring. Just kidding. Running is boring. Walking is great. Real men walk. Yeah, look at that. Quick, quick. Oh, another thought too. In terms of health, I have a theory that running is positively bad for you. I've never met anybody who's a runner who's actually that fit looking. The only people who look fit are the sprinters. Not even the walkers. Walkers tend to be a bunch of like older fat people. Sprinters are the one. So the pro tip that I got from one of the most jacked looking guys that I personally know is, this guy looks shady. Do a sprint. He's like, what's scary, getting hit by a car or being on the same side as a crazy person? You can tell if somebody's a little bit unwell is like kind of based on the way that people walk. Yeah, I think that's the reason why everyone's piecing out of the Bay Area is, and nobody want to be around no kind of mentally unwell people. Even these intersections kind of not super good. Yeah, I think safety first, guys. Why so many unwell people? Wait.
Wait.
So, another thing I learned is always prioritize the safeties. Thank you. Essentially, the general gist is don't get run over by nobodies. Don't die, you got a lot to live for, guys. Always make eye contact with peoples, because people don't know what's up. Buffer. Now I'm gonna stop walking down these dangerous streets, kind of puts me on edge. But it's also what keeps me alive, baby! Maybe the next time I go out, I need to wear some fucking high-vis neon orange shirts. Otherwise, it's going to get run over. Look at this. So also some thoughts on success. The most productive, interesting thinker alive is kind of my personal jam. Is a good idea. Is a good ideas. It's funny, even these mentally unwell people when they jaywalk, and they still seem to stay alive. Kind of like these images. Art is the future, guys. Artsbeta.com. Watch out for. Actually, one thing I discovered is that, you know, do you know how you know if a neighborhood's not good or whatever is? A neighborhood's not good if people speed down it, super crazy. Like, lower socioeconomic, poor ghetto places, people drive crazier and drive worser cars. So yeah, in some ways it's good to live in an LA bubble, like the Culver City Arts District. Downtown Culver City is good. I'm currently living in the Culver City Arts District. It's super litty. I love it. I'm gonna become the new mayor here is my goal. Yeah, I have a good walking path here. Yeah, it looks like they're opening up some new art gallery. I'm not sure. Maybe I'll be the first. Okay, I have a vision. I'm going to create the first AI art gallery and just put up a bunch of LCD screens. Because it's like, okay, some other thoughts too. This whole like old school notion of like printing out some glycy print, blah, 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 fancy pigment based print. Nobody cares. Just put up a fucking good ass LCD screen and have rotating artists. It seems like a better way, and just put on a free show. Good morning. Hi, doggy. Hi. Oh my God. Look at the sweater. Look at the sweater. I love it. Okay. You know, another thing you're not allowed to see in LA no more, or in general? You can't say this. I hate dogs. And then the response is, no, but you don't know my dog. My dog's the best. Like saying I hate dogs, like saying I hate Asian people. Right? Oh, another thought too I had was, why are people so anti-Jewish, so anti-Semitic? And I think I found out the answer. So read the Tacitus, book 5, Tacitus on the Jews. Essentially, the Jews, the Jewish peoples, were extremely strong tribe and race. And they were a huge thorn on the side of the Roman Empire because they had this fortress, very difficult to conquer, very stubborn, etc. Strong military prowess. Oops. Good morning. Man, sometimes running scared me. And, you know, strange habits, monotheism, which was like very bizarre to the Romans. Actually, there's a book I'm willing to read. It's from Nassim Taleb, said that the evolution of Christianity. But anyways, so, you know, superstitions like circumcision, not sharing gods. Like the Romans are like, we don't get it. Like, you know, like, we're supposed to share our gods, and you want to only have one god? That's not very open-minded of you guys. So they hated the Jews were closed-minded, tribe mentality, etc. And so actually a lot of anti-Jewish, anti-Semitism nowadays. I'm just going to say anti-Jewish because there's lots of these, I don't want to say conspiracy theories, but you know, like, what, the fruit of Islam or J. Electron, a lot of the rappers is, you know, anti-Semitic, Semitic people, black people, original Semitic peoples, whatevs. I mean, it's probably true. So just for clarity, I'm going to say anti-Jewish. The reason why people are anti-Jewish is that honestly, people are just salty because they wish they were as... They're just envious or jealous of how successful and influential and rich Jewish people are. But also what people don't understand is... even if you're a billionaire in America and you're Jewish, it's kind of not a good thing insofar much as it don't matter how famous, rich, or successful you is, you can never be openly Jewish. Like, for example, I think Gal Gadot, what, Wonder Woman lady, right? You know, super beautiful, great. Ain't nobody knows she's Jewish. And also the, what, Scarlett Johansson, you know, one of the most beautiful American women in pop media now. People don't know she's Jewish, right? John Stewart is Jewish. He's changed his last name. Like, if you have to change your last name to fit in, not a good sign, right? Even like Seinfeld, Jerry Seinfeld, like, I don't think people know they're quote-unquote Jewish. And then even nowadays, think about it. You call somebody a Jew. Is that like a good thing or a bad thing? Does it sound like a nice word? No, it sounds like a bad word. It's like calling a African-American person the N-word, right? It's not a good thing, right? It's so funny because like even the word Jewish, Jew, Judaism, it's kind of like not 100% sure. But anyways, read Tacitus on the Jews. Tacitus, like tactful, his tactless, whatever. Yeah, Culver City is the future. Just come here, retire with me, guys. Oh, also just check out some workshops. I'm doing some workshops. I'm doing this like family street photography workshop in Culver, downtown Culver soon. It's gonna be pretty fun. Yeah, I'm gonna build up this place, gonna make this my new Zen paradise. Zen arts paradise, Spartan Futures, downtown Culver City Arts District. Actually, not even downtown Culver City Arts District, because I think the Arts District is still not tapped. Okay, so like, look at all this, right? I'm just gonna print out and put up my AI art here. And yes, guys, you're wondering. AI art is real art. Because like, what is the role of the artist in today's world and age? My personal thought on the role of AI in today's world is... the skill of the artist isn't all about creating the world's best images, whatevs. The role of the artist is to come up with the creative ideas and have the AI slave bots make it for us. I mean, I fucking love AI because essentially it's our new slaves. You don't have to pay it. I mean, you pay it $20 a month. Like, you're essentially paying it slave wages, right? Like, let's say you're paying $20 a month for a ChatGPT Plus. Like, you're paying it 80 cents a day to do fucking crazy. Like, I'm sure you could now, I mean, I think there's a new data processing in ChatGPT Pro. OpenAI, ChatGPT. Just call it ChatGPT Pro, because what's called ChatGPT Plus, it's hard for me to remember that. Just call it ChatGPT Pro. Just pay money. Or is it already called ChatGPT? I don't know. But if it's not called ChatGPT Pro, call it ChatGPT Pro. And the best way to do it is like, oh, a tagline, super simple. Harness the world's, you know, harness infinite knowledge for less than 80 cents a day. It's like, yeah, that's a good idea. Also, anyways, it could become your new accountant. Like, I'm sure you could feed it an Excel sheet of all of your expenses, and it could just automatically do your expense report for you. No more need for accountants, right? Even programmers, like, can it? I think you can write JavaScript now. Oh, also another thought about Google or ChatGPT AI search optimization. There's this new thing in the user profile. It's like you could connect your ChatGPT with your website or something like that to make it more easily indexable by ChatGPT. Seems like a good idea. So it could learn from, like, my website has at least 30,000 blog posts, 35,000 blog posts, I think, as of this. And as a consequence, yeah, creating an Eric Kim bot should be relatively easy. I'll just call it Zen of Eric Kim. Zen of Eric. Or call it Eric Kim bot, EK bot, EK Turbo Thoughts. Yeah, I think if I could best describe myself, I would describe myself as, like, I'm more Ronnie Coleman than Arnold, even though Ronnie Coleman was too much on the juice. Everyone wants to be Arnold because it's more symmetrical. But I'm like, bro, Arnold was still on steroids. Ronnie was the GOAT. It's like, who's the best bodybuilder of all time? Easy, Ronnie Coleman. Right. And then that mixed with, like, I don't know, I think I'm, like, still more about Dr. Dre, because he's kind of like a zen, like, insanely buff producer. I don't know, he's fat now because I think he was taking steroids. Also note, a lot of people who end up going bald might low-key be taking steroids or artificial testosterone. Mixed with Kanye, mixed with Steve Jobs. Like, I don't think I'm really like I'm more of a Steve Jobs than Elon. Elon's a little bit too nerdy. I mean, also Steve Jobs is older and deader than me. Yeah, nobody could be interesting. Oh, also ChatGPT already knows. Go on ChatGPT Pros and ask it, Eric Kim AI. And then it's like, it is fascinating. Eric Kim is originally known for street photography, but I'd be curious to see what his approach to AI and photography is going to be. So I'm going to write more about that. Essentially, AI should help you better filter, flag, and cull your photos. My thought about building the new Ars Beta version 4 or 5 or whatever you want to call it, it's going to be an image culling tool. So if you want to work on with me, send me your resume at eric@erickim.com. We work on it together. Essentially, we just want to create dope stuff for humanity. I thought, now that EK is Bitcoin trillionaires, don't gotta worry about none of this basic things. And now that I've done design my purple Lamborghini, Prius, Lamborghini, Countach, scissor door, Bitcoin art concept car, I have zero interest. Like, the cool thing with designing your own cars in DALL-E is that once you've done design it yourself and you see the images of it in the front and the back, it already feels like you own it. So I think ownership is kind of a mental thing. So actually ChatGPT is great because, boom, I just saved you $250,000, because if you could design your own Lamborghini, your own Ferrari, or whatevs, it's almost like owning it. So yeah, anyways, create your own artwork, create your own books, put online for free. All these people who try to sell it for monies, it's fine, but it's kind of a waste of time insofar much as it takes too long, it's not easily accessible as whatevs.